goes on in the world for an honest man. And where can we find an honest man? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. What does an absolute philosopher think about an honest man? That's quite an interesting situation. An honest man. Well, now, we look at the generic aspect of it, man being humanity. An honest humanity. Well, an honest humanity is a humanity that is playing a game. And it recognizes that it's playing a game, and that it may change the game any time along the way, in any way that it chooses, in a positive or in a non-beneficial way, whatever its choice may be, humanity has that privilege. Now, does humanity take that privilege? Oh, my yes. My yes. And in the process, humanity forgets one little thing, that it's a game. They forget that this is part of the game that they're playing in pretending that they're human beings, in pretending that they're not divine, in pretending that they're not absolute in every way, shape, and form. Well, now, this is quite a difficult thing to get through, isn't it? To realize that in every way, shape, and form that we are divine beings, that we are living in our divinity, in our purity, in our perfection, in our wholeness, in all that is good and glorious. Yes, that is really something important to know about, isn't it? Okay, how do we begin to be honest about ourselves? How do we begin to be honest about ourselves as philosophers who are recognizing that we are humans playing a human game, and that our reality is far from the human game? Our reality is the revealed game, as a game goes, and that this is just the sort of the nowness interlude that is taking place in the game, that we look at it for this moment. How do we begin to look at it from the broader aspect of it? How can we be honest with ourselves as to who we really are? We are honest with ourselves as to who we really are when we say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows who I am, and I am divine. I am the allness. I am the isness. Now, as we think about this oftentimes, we say, well, now, I'd like to see what the outcome's going to be. I'd like to see how this is going to come about. And, of course, we don't really like to see it, because we already know. If we feel it's going to be unsuccessful, then our doubt about it makes it unsuccessful. If we feel that it's going to be successful, our confidence in it, our honesty in it, makes it successful. And it's not that it's not successful or successful, because the possibility of success and non-success are as equally present any time as not. Because we have the ability to draw forth out of the universal allness the act of success or the act of lack of success. All things exist not in duality, but they exist in singularity, in success or non-success, in achievement or non-achievement. And it's not a duality. It's not this or that. It's not two sides of a coin. It's each uniqueness expressing its unique self as that. So, a successful being who always thinks in successful terms and is honest with himself in thinking about successful terms and not thinking that sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, that person enjoys success in everything that that person does. And that person does not look at other people and say, I wish I had their happiness, because if you look at another person who is a reflection of yourself, and you see them happy, and you say, that's me. And then you demonstrate that in your life by revealing that that truly is you. The talent, the technique of demonstrating, or the technique of revealing, which is more the truth, is being true to ourselves, being honest with who we really are. What is our divinity? What is our reality? What is our expression of the allness that we are? Can we be honest in our thought about it and say, the expression of the allness that we are is good and very good? Or Do we say in the expression of the allness that we are, it can be either not beneficial or it can be beneficial? That's the expression of the allness in us. It can be either way, by our choice. And that's exactly true. So, where then are we placing our choice? We say, I wish, and we don't really wish. We doubt it, and we put the doubt in motion. When we say, I know, then we are being honest with ourselves, and we are saying, I know that all already exists, and I merely call it forth into my awareness. I know that all already exists, and I merely call it forth into my awareness. I, as the absolute philosopher, know that all already exists, and in the pure honesty of my being, I call it forth, and it is so now. Wow. That's pretty heady stuff, isn't it? But it works. That's where all is. That's where all principle is. A person who is honest with himself is not a person who says 1 minute one way and another minute another, 1 minute positive, another minute negative. A person who is honest with himself says, I choose to have this as all negative. I choose to have this as all unhappy and all undesirable. And so it is. And a person who is over there, and you might say, and chooses to have all positive, all uplifting, all rewarding, all fantastic, as they are honest to their belief, that belief is fulfilled in their being. You say, well, if they speak the word, they don't have to be honest. They just speak the word, and the word brings it forth. Yes, that's very true. But when they're honest, it stays forth. It doesn't vacillate. 1 minute it's success, and another minute it's failure. It doesn't give you that dualistic attitude about it. It is now, complete, whole, one directive, one-pointed, and that's what we want to be. We want to be one-pointed in everything we do. We want to be one-directed in everything we do. We want to be honest to our absolute self. And what is it we want? Well, put the cause in motion, know the truth about it, call it forth into your experience, and lo and behold, it's done. It's just that simple and just that wonderful. Think about it. Thinking about being an absolute philosopher is a lot of fun, but it also takes away all of the imagination of not being done, because then all is complete and wonderfully so. Have a wonderful day, think wonderful thoughts, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.